Now for something a little different. Have you heard of the Jinbaori, or battle surcoat, known as the Hirashaji Maruni-juji-mon Jinbaori? The lord of the Miyako-no-jo domain, Shimazu Hisanaga, used to wear this surcoat, which translates directly to crimson felt-backed, cross-in-circle emblem battle surcoat. Even amongst the daimyo of the time, this particular surcoat was considered extremely expensive and hence difficult to make. Hisanaga made his appearance wearing this at the very beginning of the Meiji Restoration period. During the second year of the Bunkyu era in 1862, on March 16th, Shimazu Hisamitsu led a battalion of approximately 1,000 soldiers to the old capital of Kyoto. At the time, a number of warriors seeking to overthrow the government continued to amass in Kyoto, causing public safety to significantly worsen. In the end, the imperial court gave an order to Hisamitsu to guard and protect the imperial palace. As Shimazu Hisanaga's wife was the daughter of Hisamitsu, Hisanaga had Hisamitsu's implicit trust. As such, when Hisamitsu himself left Kyoto, headed for Edo, he entrusted the task of guarding the imperial palace to Hisanaga. The directive from Hisamitsu to Hisanaga, ordering him to make his way to the capital, was relayed to him on the 25th of April during the fourth year of the Bunkyu era in 1864. Hisanaga was currently undergoing medical treatment at an onsen in Kirishima and headed directly to Kagoshima after his recovery was complete. On May 4th, he put together a force of 200 soldiers, headed to the capital, and arrived on May 19th. On the following day, at the Daimyo's residence in Kyoto, he had a face-to-face meeting with Hisamitsu, where he was officially ordered to police the capital and guard the imperial court. It is believed that it was at this point that the Jinbaori was worn. However, perhaps due to the stresses of the journey, or a case of measles contracted, Hisanaga passed away just 1 week after arriving at the capital. Due to the fact that knowledge of his death could lead to significant unrest throughout society, his passing was kept a secret, and those that came with the family continued to carry out their mission of policing the capital and protecting the imperial court.